Despondency in Iran may be an open door for reaching the country's youth. God's story continues to be shared in Lebanon, and we continue our series of milestone reports from Ecuador. These stories and more straight ahead on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in Iran, where despondency is widespread among the country's youth. Sat-7, Christian satellite television for the Middle East and North Africa, beams programming into Iran through Iranian Christian Broadcasting, or ICB. Sat-7's David Harder says young people are soul-searching.
Of the 70% of people who are under age 30, 27% of those people are unemployed. And then they look around and they realize what's going on with the nuclear ambitions that the country has, and they wonder if there's going to be economic sanctions, if there's going to be war. And you add that with lack of job, and you have a whole lot of despondency.
That's why ICB wants to expand its two-hour-a-day broadcasting to 24 hours.
There's been a real hunger and thirst within Iran to know more about the Lord. So they turn on their TV, and they're looking for answers. They're looking for meaning in their life.
$1 million is needed. Harder believes satellite television may be the only way to take the gospel into Iran on a large scale. Next, news networks have moved on to other stories, but God's story is still happening in the Middle East. The Jesus Film Project reports their Christian partners in Lebanon have been distributing humanitarian aid and the Jesus Film to thousands of people displaced by violence. Because of the love of Christ shown through His church, people are open like never before to hear and understand who Jesus is. They hope to hand out 17,000 more Jesus Film DVDs throughout the Middle East. You're listening to Mission Network News. Many Christians in the United States are dehydrated. Some don't even know it. We're talking about being spiritually thirsty. Because of that incredible need, Life Action Ministries has created Thirst, a four-day on-site conference for churches designed to help bring renewal and revival to believers. Trent Griffith is Life Action's revivalist.
There's people that are thirsty and know it. There's people who are thirsty and know it, but they won't acknowledge it. And there's people that are thirsty and they just don't know it yet. And they're trying to satisfy those thirst in ways that ultimately don't satisfy.
They do that through their jobs and materialism. But Christ is the only answer. Griffith says as people's lives are renewed, it can't help but have an impact on their communities.
Many times what we find when we come into a church is we find people that meet with God in a fresh new way, and they're one of the fruits of revival is that they're ready to go out and evangelize the lost.
Go to our website if you'd like to have Thirst at your church. Next, we turn to Ecuador, where MNN's Ruth Bliss is covering HCJB World Radio's 75th anniversary.
HCJB World Radio started its ministry with just 200 watts of power 75 years ago in Quito, Ecuador. Today, they've grown into an international group with a foundation in both mass media and healthcare. Over the last decade, they've established 5 regional offices, which revealed the need for training. HCJB World Radio President David Johnson says this is the vision for their future.
We've established training schools for both mass media. We've been expanding here in Latin America our healthcare training. We're moving in this area to create a huge mobilization center that has all the way from accredited degree programs down to short-term, 2-week, 3-week training programs.
HCJB World Radio's desire is to integrate discipleship with practical tools to equip the growing church around the world and see lives transformed. Ruth Bliss, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
And in rural Kenya, access to education is limited for the Orma tribe. But Worldwide Christian Schools and the Africa Inland Church have created the Orma Scholarship Program. It's having a significant impact on this traditionally Muslim tribe. 2 graduates are translating the Bible in the Orma language, and another graduate will be returning as the first Orma teacher in Orma country. Go to our website to find out how you can give to this ongoing scholarship fund. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sat-7's DVD, Made in the Middle East, is available by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. This award-winning film will help you understand the Middle East situation better so that you can pray more effectively for this troubled region of the world. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.